You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the Newsmaker line this morning, Seth Connolly. He is with the Tuolumne River Trust. Good morning, Seth.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Seth, let's establish, what is the Tuolumne River Trust?
Well, we're an environmental organization. We're based here in Sonora. We also have offices in Modesto and San Francisco. And we work very closely with a lot of local partners here, including the local resource conservation district and the Forest Service. And we're actively doing a bunch of projects to help forest health and getting people out into the woods and trying to help recover from the rim fire and all these wonderful things that affect the Tuolumne River watershed.
And you stay active throughout the year?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We do a lot of work. We do a lot of active restoration. We also do a lot of watershed education, going around to local schools and community groups, and just telling them about the river and the water that they use and how they can best be a good steward of the environment.
Over the past week, a lot of snow was received in the Sierra Nevada. Great time to go up and recreate in the snow, whether it's snowboarding, snow sledding, or snowshoeing in your case. And you are leading a snowshoeing expedition this Saturday. Tell us about it.
Well, first of all, we're happy we got some snow because you advertise these snowshoe hikes and you hope that there's actually snow to hike on. But we're going to be up off of Dodge Ridge Road. We're going to be at the entrance to the Crabtree Trailhead. And so people can contact me to find out exactly where that is. But we're going to be there Saturday at about 9 to 12. We're going to take people out on a nice interpretive hike on the Crabtree Trail and just talk to them about just different things that are impacting the Tuolumne River, whether it's the history or the local ecology, and then also just some of the, you know, just different stuff that is happening in the watershed today with all the different partners involved.
You've got to be pretty fit to go snowshoeing, don't you?
I think generally speaking, you know, it's not going to be the hardest hike, but obviously, you know, we've got people who are going to be, you know, adept to do it. But yeah, it's a moderate hike.
And this is completely free of charge. Why does the Tuolumne River Trust host snowshoe hikes like this?
Well, we really want to get people out into the watershed and just to see how beautiful it is. As most of the people who live around here already know that. We feel that when, you know, people get out there and they see how beautiful it is, they'll understand the importance and working to preserve and protect the watershed. And then also, it's just fun. You know, we like to get out there and just meet people and get them involved.
What do people need to bring with them?
So it is a free snowshoe hike. Unfortunately, the snowshoes are actually not provided. So that would be the number one thing. Beyond that, we would just encourage people to bring a water bottle, to bring some snacks with them. It's going to be a relatively short hike from 9 a.m. to noon. But we just want to make sure that people are well fed and we'll take care of the rest.
I know space is limited. How would a person make reservations to go on the snowshoe hike?
Well, the number one thing they could do is they could actually just contact me, Seth, at Tuolumne.org via email, or if they wanted to call or text, my phone number is 949-533-2346. They can also go to our Facebook page where we have it listed as an event and just sign up and say they're coming. It's very helpful for us to have that information so we know how many people to prepare for.
Is this a hike for all ages?
Yeah, you know, we feel like anybody who's physically able to do it, we're more than happy to have them come. We're not going to leave anybody behind. You know, some people are going to be a little more rugged than others, but we'll make sure we accommodate them. Maybe as a rule of thumb, somebody maybe above age of 8 or 9. It depends. Some of these local kids are pretty rugged, so who knows?
The email's pretty easy, seth@tuolumne.org. Seth Connolly with the Tuolumne River Trust. Anything else before I let you go, Seth?
No, just hope to see a bunch of people out there. It should be a good time. We're going to have a couple of interpretive talks and question and answers for people who care to learn more about the watershed.
And the weather looks like it's going to be gorgeous, too, this Saturday morning.
Yeah, it should be really nice.
Seth Connolly, always good to talk with you.
All right, Mark. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.